愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
在这一次的灵恩会，想用漂泊的世代啊，跟大家一起来学习信仰生活的基本原则。
This spiritual convocation, I would like to use the topic of the wandering four generations for us to learn about some basics about our faith.
我们在美国平均，如果我们看房地产的统计。六年要搬一次家。
If we look at the real estate market in the United States, it's an average of 6 years that everyone moves.
所以有的人有两三个孩子，每个孩子生的地点都不一样。
So those who have several children, every child is born in a different place.
那如果我们想，我们来到美国以后搬过几次家
？And let us consider after we have moved to the States, how many times have we moved?
很多人已经搬了很多次。
Many people have moved many times.
那我们这一生还要再搬几次，也没有人知道。
And we also don't know how many more times we may have to move in this life.
所以这个不断的搬家就是一种漂泊。
And this kind of constant moving is a sort of wandering.
那在漂泊当中啊，很重要一个原则就是不可以迷失。
And one important concept in the midst of the wandering is that we do not become lost.
漂泊是难免的。
Wandering is something we cannot avoid.
但是迷失是可以避免的。
But we can prevent ourselves from being lost.
但是如果因为漂泊而迷失，那我们一生就太可怜了。
But if in because of our wandering we become lost, then it is a very pitiful life.
所谓迷失就是失去正确的目标。
To become lost is to lose our goal.
就是失去正确的方向。
Is to lose the right direction in our life.
有的人搬家搬久了，就忘记了到底人生的方向在哪里。
Some people, after moving so many times, they forget what is the true purpose of their life.
那在圣经从创世纪的十二章到五十章，一共三十九章，记载四个人。
In Genesis chapters 12 to 50, it records about four main characters.
那这四个人就是四代。
And these are four generations.
从亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟四代。
From Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, these four generations.
那这个四代的人，有一个共同的特色，他们的生活都是漂泊的。
And one characteristic of all four their lives is that they were wanderers.
第二个，这个四代的人在他们漂泊当中有一个共同的目标。
And in the wandering of these four characters, they all had one goal.
就是要得到神应许给他们那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
And that is to receive that milk land promised to them, flowing with honey and milk.
雅各到约瑟去，到埃及去探望约瑟。
When Jacob went to see Joseph in Egypt,
后来死在埃及。
Jacob died in Egypt.
他有一个心愿。
He had a heart desire.
不要把我埋在这里，要把我带回到迦南地去埋葬。
That is to not be buried in Egypt, but to be brought to Canaan to be buried.
约瑟也死在埃及地。
Joseph also died in Egypt.
在创世纪的最后一章，约瑟吩咐人要把他的骨头带回到迦南地去埋葬。
In the last chapter of Genesis, Joseph told his relatives to bring his bones back to Canaan to be buried.
所以这四代的人虽然漂泊，但是他们心里的固定目标没有改变，就是要得到那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
So even though these four generations wandered, yet they still had the same goal to go to that land flowing with milk and honey.
那块牛奶与蜜之地是什么地方？
And what is the place flowing with milk and honey?
如果我们看出埃及记，出埃及代表过红海代表受洗。
If we look at Exodus, we see the crossing of the Red Sea prefigures baptism.
在哥林多前书这样解释。
This is explained in 1 Corinthians.
那我们受洗就是人生旅途的开始。
And baptism is the beginning of our walk of faith.
那受洗的旅途最后的终点在哪里？
And what is the end goal of that journey?
最后的终点就是在天国。
And that is the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们在地上虽然不断的漂泊。
So even though we may continue to wander in this world.
但是我们人生的目标不可以 失去。
But we cannot lose the goal of our life.
就是我们不论搬到哪里，我们一生的目标是固定的。我要到神给我那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
That is, we need to set firmly our goal in life, which is to reach that land God has promised us, flowing with milk and honey.
我们在这个世代的人里面，发现每一个人搬家的原因都不一样。
If we examine these four generations, we find that each generation had a different reason for moving.
但是不一样的搬家常常带来不一样的结果。
But different reasons for moving would bring about different results.
所以我们要从这个世代人来看看我们漂泊应该有什么原则。
So we need to examine from these four generations what are some principles in moving.
亚伯兰为什么不要搬家？
Why did Abraham move?
好，我们先来看创世纪的十二章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪的十二章。
Genesis 12.
好，神对第一节，神对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。”
Verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you."
为什么亚伯兰搬家？
Why did Abraham move?
因为神要叫他搬家。
Because God told him to move.
要搬到哪里去？
Where to move to?
搬到我指示你的地方去。
To the land that I will show you.
那亚伯兰原来住在哪里？
Where did Abraham used to live?
就是住在乌尔。
He used to live in Ur.
乌尔就是现在伊拉克的一个古城。
Ur is now modern day Iraq.
那神指示他要搬到哪里去？
And where does God want Abraham to move to?
就是搬到迦南地区。
To Canaan.
那为什么要搬家？
And why was he to move?
第二节。
Verse 2.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
Verse 2.
神要叫他成为大国。
And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing.
所以神要给他一块土地。
So God will give him land.
然后要大国，要让他的后裔成为很多的人。
And he also will make him into a great nation.
所以他搬家的原因就是因为神要他搬，要他成为大国。
So the reason Abraham moved is because God wanted him to become.
我们仔细想想看。
Let us consider.
今天我们会搬到一个地方，很可能是因为神的安排，所以我们在那个地方才有办法来听到主耶稣的福音，才能够来信主耶稣。
Sometimes God will make us move to a certain place so that in that place we can hear His word and believe in Him.
这真的很奇妙。有时候神如果不叫我们来美国，很多人就没有机会信耶稣。
And this is very miraculous. Many people, if they had not moved to the United States, they would not have the opportunity to become Christian.
那即使来了美国，有时候神就搬到叫我们搬到一个地方啊，刚好有教会，我刚好有信徒在那里。
And sometimes in the United States, God will cause us to move to a place that has a church or that has members.
那借着这个机会，我们来接触了信仰，来信主耶稣。
And through this opportunity, we can come to Christ.
所以在无形当中，有时候我们的搬家真的是神的安排啊，借着这个安排，让我们来认识他。
So sometimes in the midst of our wandering, it is because of God's planning, and through His planning, it allows us to have faith in Him.
那亚伯兰搬家以后从创世纪里面，我们至少可以学习到四个很重要的原则。
And so from the move of Abraham, we can see four important principles.
这今天要成为我们生活很重要的原则。
And these should become important principles in our lives.
神要给亚伯兰那块地是牛奶与蜜之地。
The land that God promised Abraham was a land flowing with milk and honey.
就是迦南地。
And that is the land of Canaan.
但是亚伯兰搬到的哈兰，他就住在那里。
But we see Abraham first moved to Haran, and he lived there.
我们看创世纪的十一章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 11.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
他带着他的儿子亚伯兰，侄儿哈兰的儿子罗德，并他的儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里了。所以他本来要搬到迦南地区。
So we see that originally they were to move to, or they moved to Haran. Originally they were going to Canaan.
结果走到哈兰就停下来了。
And they stopped in Haran.
我们知道乌尔是一个拜偶像的地方。
We know that Ur was a land of idolatry.
那神要叫他搬到一个新的地方，在新的地方能够成为一个新的种族，不会去拜偶像，能够拜独一的真神。
And God wanted Abraham to move to a new location so that he can begin a new people that will worship the true God.
哦，那走到哈兰就在那里停下来。
But、they stopped in Haran.
啊、后来神又向他显现。
And then later God appeared again to Abraham.
从十二章第一章开始，十二章第一节开始，我们刚刚读过的。
And that begins in chapter 12, verse 1, which we just read.
神叫他要再搬一次，搬到迦南地。
God wanted him to move again, to move to Canaan.
哈兰虽然是好。
Even though Haran was a good place.
亚伯兰已经很满足于哈兰的生活。
And Abraham was content with the life in Haran.
但是神不愿意亚伯兰住在哈兰。
But God did not want Abraham to live in Haran.
神要给亚伯兰是迦南，不是哈兰。
God wanted to give Abraham Canaan, not Haran.
迦南叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
Canaan was a land flowing with milk and honey.
那是最好的一块地。
It is the best land.
但是亚伯兰到哈兰，他觉得这个也不错，他就停下来。
But Abraham went to Haran and he thought, oh, this is not a bad place, so he stayed there.
但是哈兰比起迦南，哈兰是次好的。迦南才是最好的。
So when you compare Haran and Canaan, Canaan is actually the best, even though Haran is pretty good.
那今天这个告诉我们什么？
So what does this teach us today?
我们今天来到美国。
Today we come to the States.
有人来到美国，求完了，读完了书以后。
Some people come to the States to study.
然后就找到很好的工作。
And then they find a good job here.
如果能力很强，我们的薪水就很高。
And if they are good at their job, they have a high salary.
薪水很高，就买房子，然后生活就过得很舒服。
And if their salary is high, they can purchase a home, and then their lives are very comfortable.
有车子、房子各样都有。
They can have their home, their house, their car, and anything they need.
所以美国梦真的就实现了。
So they have their American dream.
所以有时候我们写信回去就告诉我们的家人，我现在买房子了，我买新车子了，我今天又买什么新的东西了。
So some people write home and say, oh, I purchased a house today, or I bought a car, or I bought this or that.
确实，我们来到美国，在物质上，在经济上，很多人是蒙神祝福的。
Indeed, in America, we are much blessed in our material things.
那很多人就在这样感谢当中，打算一生就这样过下去。
And many people in the midst of this kind of abundant life, they decide to live here in this way.
我以前在我故乡什么都没有，现在什么都有，感谢主。
They feel, well, I didn't used to have any of this, and now I have everything, thank God.
有的人是一个人来，带着两个行李。
Some people, they came to this country with just two suitcases,
过了一二十年。
And after 10, 12 years,
学位有了，帽子有了。
They have their scholarly status.
再来妻子有了。
And they have their spouse.
再来房子有了。
And then their house.
再来车子有了。
And their car.
什么都有。
They have everything.
就开始享受人生。
And they begin to enjoy their life.
如果我们的生活是态度是这样。
But if this is the attitude of our life.
那我们是住在哈兰。
Then we live in Haran.
我们满足于次好。
We are content with this good place.
神要给我们最好的。
But God wants to give us the best.
最好的，不是美国梦的实现。
The best is not the fulfillment of the American dream.
最好的是神的国，在我们的生活中实现。
The best is to have the kingdom of God appear in our lives.
这才是最好的。
This is the best.
有时候我们常常想，三十岁的时候，我们心里在夸什么？
Sometimes we think 30 years ago, what was in our heart?
当我30岁的时候。
Or when we were 30 years old.
大概就是我从哪一个学校毕业。
Maybe what school I graduated from.
我在哪个公司上班。
Or what company I work at.
我的收入有多少。
Or what my salary is.
我们就很满足于自己的成就。
And we are satisfied with our achievements.
但是当一个人活到50岁以后。
But when a person lives to be 50 or older,
我们就开始觉得说，你什么学校毕业，你在公司什么职位，你多少的收入，你住什么房子，已经不是这么重要。
We will start to feel what school we went to, what our salary was, what our house was. These things are no longer important.
当然活到50岁以后，
When we live to be 50 or later,
我们注意什么？
What do we instead care about?
我们开始想到人生的价值与意义。
We start to think about the meaning and value of life.
当我们开始在想人生的价值与意义的时候，
When we start to think about the meaning and value of human life,
忽然间我们发现在我们工作里面找不到答案。
We begin to see that we cannot find the answer in our company.
在我们的家庭里面也找不到答案。
And we also cannot find the answer in the midst of our families.
当我们开始想人生的工作意义与价值的时候，
When we start to think about the value and meaning of human life,
忽然间我们要到信仰里面才找得到。
We can only find the answer in our faith.
哦，所以有的人上了四五十岁，他懂得思想。
So when a person becomes older than 50 or so, he or she will start to think.
所以他人生改变了方向。
And maybe he will change his life direction.
就放弃了世界啊，就开始出来做圣工了。
And will put aside the world and start to do holy work.
但这并不是每个人神都要我们这样做。
But it's not like this necessarily for everyone.
啊，但是即使我们在世界上做在世界上我们有我们的工作。
In our lives, we have our work.
我们如果越早觉悟越好。
The earlier we retire, the better.
觉悟啊，觉悟说，我们人要开始追求信仰，这样人生才有价值。越早越好。
The sooner we realize that we need to pursue the spiritual things, the better.
因为如果没有追求信仰哦，只有追求世界，人生是虚空的。
Because if we do not pursue our faith and only pursue the world, then our lives are vain.
所以我们人生的后半生啊，要。再一次搬家，搬到最好牛奶与蜜那一块地，那一块地就是神的国。
So in our lives, we need to go to that best place, that land of Canaan, which is a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以我们看到有一些弟兄姊妹啊，虽然啊年纪大了，但是信仰相当的认真。
So we can see that there are some brothers and sisters, even though they are elderly, their faiths are very good.
那我们就知道说啊，他的人生方向他已经抓到人生的方向，人活着要做什么。
So we see that they have already grasped the goal of their life and what is the purpose of their life.
所以我们信耶稣最重要的不是物质上，不是地面上。
So the most important part of our Christian life is not in this world.
很多人在寻找主耶稣，因为主耶稣变饼给他们吃。
Many people follow Jesus because Jesus gave them bread to eat.
甚至要拥护耶稣当王。
And they even wanted to make Jesus king.
不论耶稣走到哪里，他们都要去找耶稣。
No matter where Jesus went, they wanted to find him.
因为耶稣变饼给他们吃。
Because Jesus fed them with bread.
但是主耶稣告诉他。
But Jesus told them.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Do not labor for that bread which will pass away.
必坏的食物是什么？
What is that bread that will go bad?
耶稣变那个饼，那个物质的东西。
It is those material things that Jesus gave to them, that
material bread. 要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Rather, we need to labor for that bread that will not perish, that is eternal.
就是要去追求那有永恒价值的。
That is, we need to pursue after what has eternal value.
所以以前我们开始信主，我们都是靠着主耶稣帮助我学业，帮助我事业，帮助我工作，帮助我家庭。
So in the past, we might have relied on Jesus to help our career, our schooling, our families.
这个都是好的。
These are all good things.
但是我们需要追求的目标往上提升。
But we need to elevate the goal of our pursuit.
神啊，帮助我，让我灵性能够进步。
We need to ask God to help us improve our spirituality.
信心能够增加。
That our faith can be increased.
对人的爱心能够增加。
That our love toward others can be increased.
对天国的盼望更活泼。
That we can have a more lively hope in eternity.
所以当我们这个信仰开始在追求灵性成长的时候，我们就开始搬家，要往最好那一块地去。
So when we start to have this mindset, then we will want to move to that best land.
但是如果我们一生就是靠着主耶稣在地上要过得很好，都没有在追求属灵的。
But if our whole lives we just rely on Jesus to help us live a good life in this world and we don't pursue anything spiritual,
我们还是停留在哈兰。
Then that means we have stayed in Haran.
那真正会满足人心的是神的国。
What will truly fulfill a man's heart is the kingdom of God.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
哦，所以啊，亚伯兰的漂泊，第一个原则就是要从次好的再往外搬，搬最到最好的。
So the first principle in the wandering of Abraham is to leave that which was good to go to the best.
哦 ，second best 哈、哦，搬到最好的。
To leave that which was second best to go to the best.
这是第一个原则。
And this is the first principle.
第二个原则。
The second principle.
亚伯拉罕在他的漂泊当中，他学会的不只是领受，而且要付出。
In the midst of Abraham's wandering, he learned not only to receive, but also to put forward effort.
我们知道小孩子跟大人不一样。
We know children are different from adults.
小孩子的手是向上。
A child's hand is turned upward.
他要得到。
He wants to receive.
但是大人的手是向下。
But an adult's hand is turned downward.
他要付出。
It means he has to give.
这个代表他的成熟。
This represents an adult's maturity.
如果我们每一次跪下来祷告都在求。
If every time we kneel down, we ask and pray.
给我这个，给我那个。
For God to give us this or that.
我们的信仰还不够成熟。
Then our faiths are not mature yet.
我们的信仰到有一个程度之后，我们会试着去付出。
After a certain point of our faith and maturity, we will learn to put forward effort to give.
把神给我们的跟别人分享。
To share with others what God has given to us.
这个叫做成长。
This is growth.
这个就是我们在漂泊当中应该要追求的。
This is what we need to pursue in the midst of our wandering.
当亚伯兰开始学习会付出的时候，我们就可以看到他从神得到的是更多。
And when we see Abraham receive or give, then we see that God gives him even more.
我们看十三章创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis 13.
创世纪的十三章第八节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人跟我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。”
Then Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen."
这里啊，罗德跟亚伯兰财产很多的时候住不下来，就要分就会相争了。
At this time, Abram and Lot, they had so much property that they couldn't exist together anymore.
但是亚伯兰很注重亲情，所以我们不可以相争。
But Abraham really looked highly at the fact that they were kinsmen, so he didn't want them to have any strife.
那怎么办？
And so what should they do?
第九节。
Verse 9.
说你向左，我就向右；你又向右，我就向左。
He said, "Is not the whole land before? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, then I will go the right."
所以亚伯兰让步，请罗德先选。
So Abraham let Lot pick first.
然后第十节。
In verse 10,
罗德他就选择最好的一块地。
Then Lot chose the best land.
就是看起来像伊甸园的园子，也像埃及地。第十节的最后一句。
In verse 10, it was a land that looked like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt.
也就看起来非常漂亮，非常肥沃的一块地。
It looked like a very beautiful and very fertile land.
我们看亚伯兰没有讲一句埋怨的话。
We do not see Abraham complaining at all here.
为着保持和睦兄弟之亲情，亚伯兰讲的不是有理没有理，亚伯兰是用爱心的包容。
And so, in order to preserve the relationship between kinsmen, Abraham treated his nephew with love.
但是当他这样让的时候，我们发现什么事情发生？
And we see when he let Lot choose first, what happened?
十四节，罗德搬家以后，神马上向亚伯兰显现。
After Lot moved, God appeared immediately to Abraham.
就是跟他祝福。
And blessed Abraham.
你起来看，你看到了我都要给你。你起来走，你走过我都要给你。
Lift up your eyes and look, and where you look, I will give you. And walk, and where you walk, I will give you.
所以亚伯兰也没有损失。
So Abraham did not lose at all.
没有。
He did not lose.
他为什么没有损失？
Why did he not lose?
因为当他在让的时候，他得到神的喜悦，神给他祝福。
Because when he gave in and let others have, then God blessed him.
所以我们在这个世界上的生活，有时候为着跟人和睦，一种让步，这个是得恩典的一个机会。
So in this world, when we sometimes have to submit to others or let others have their way, sometimes this is the beginning of blessing.
那很多的家庭因为有人愿意让，所以家庭生活就很和睦。
In some families, because one member of the family is willing to let or to give in, then that family can have harmony.
这个家庭是蒙福的。
And that family is blessed.
那到了十四章。
In verse 14.
这个十四章就讲罗德被几个王掳走了。
Or sorry, chapter 14, it talks about how Lot was kidnapped by kings.
所以14章12节，亚伯兰的侄儿罗德的财物全部被抓走了。
In verse 12, they also took Lot, the son of Abram's brother who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods and departed.
那个时候亚伯兰没有说，你看神在教训你。
At that time, Abraham didn't say, look, God is teaching you a lesson.
亚伯兰对罗德爱没有改变。
The love that Abraham had toward Lot did not change.
那时候亚伯兰已经是老人了。
At that time, Abraham was already elderly.
他带领318个壮丁啊，连夜一直赶啊，要把他夺回来。
And he took over 318 of his men and chased after Lot all night.
这个打仗是有生命的危险的。
And this fighting had risked his life.
但是他为着救罗德，他爱罗德，他冒生命的危险把他救回来。
But because he loved Lot, he was willing to risk his life to bring him back.
十七节。
Verse 17.
就在回来的时候，他看见撒冷王来迎接他。
When he returned, the king of Sodom came out to meet him.
那这个撒冷王就给他祝福。
And the king of Salem came and blessed him.
因为亚伯兰做的是神喜悦的。
Because what Abraham did was pleasing to God.
所以有时候我们来到这个地方亲情很淡薄。
So we come to this place, sometimes relationships are cold.
有的父母、子女、兄弟姐妹关系全部都没有了。
And sometimes we have no relationship between parents and children or siblings.
但是我们看亚伯兰在漂泊当中，他很看重亲情，他所做的蒙神纪念，神赐福给他。
But we see in the midst of Abraham's wandering, he really valued relationships, and because of this, God blessed him.
所以亚伯兰在漂泊中懂得付出。
So in the midst of Abraham's wandering, he knew how to give.
那在创世纪的十八章。
And in Genesis chapter 18.
亚伯拉罕接待外人。
He hosted several strangers.
我们看十八章。
Let's look at chapter 18.
第二节。
Verse 2.
亚伯兰举目看见有三个人在对面站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他，俯伏在地。
Verse 2, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth.
他接待这三个人。
He received these three strangers.
圣经说不知不觉接待了天使。
The Bible says that unknowingly we have hosted angels.
这也是付出。
This is also giving.
结果第九节。
In verse 9.
因为这样的付出，所以他的太太就怀孕生了一个儿子。
Because of his giving, his wife Sarah became pregnant and had a son.
要不然可以装着没有看见就过去了。
Abraham could have pretended he didn't see them and let them pass.
但是他真的有爱心。
But he really had love.
就因为他的爱，他得到神的祝福。
Because of his love, he received blessing from God.
所以亚伯兰在漂泊当中他真的是懂得付出。
So in the midst of Abraham's wandering, he really knew to give.
但这一个最出名的付出，是亚伯兰献独生子二十二章。
But the most famous giving that Abraham performed was in Genesis chapter 22 when he gave his son.
我们看二十二章的十二节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 22 verse 12.
天使说你不可在这个童子身上下手，不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，你的独生儿子留下不给我。
Verse 12, he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son from me.
好，这里二十二章第一节，神试炼亚伯兰，到底亚伯拉罕敬畏神到什么程度？
In chapter 22, verse 1, we see God wanted to test Abraham to see how much Abraham loved him.
就叫他把独生子献给他。
And so God asked Abraham to offer up his only son.
结果第二天一大早，亚伯兰就走了三天。
So the next morning, starting early in the morning, he began walking for 3 days.
那到了摩利亚山。
Until Mount Moriah.
他是独生的儿子。
So his only son.
献上就没有。
After he offers him, there will be none other.
那为什么神要亚伯兰献独生子？
Why did God want Abraham to offer his only son?
要知道亚伯兰到底敬畏神到什么程度？
He wanted to know to what extent did Abraham fear him.
结果这亚伯兰要献的时候，神就说你不要杀你的儿子。
And at the point when Abraham was about to offer his son, God said, do not lay your hand on the lad.
我知道你敬畏我，没有留下你独生子不给我。
I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
所以从十三节开始就神对亚伯兰的祝福。
So then, from verse 13 is the blessing to Abraham from God.
神预备了一头献祭的羔羊。
He prepared a ram to be the offering.
神给他祝福，天上的福气，地上的福气。
And God gave him blessings on earth and on above.
因为他爱神，爱到毫无保留。
Because he loved Abraham, or Abraham loved God.
所以今天我们在这个漂泊的人生，神给我们的东西，其实有一天都会，我们离世的全部都没有了。
One day, all these things that God has given us in this world will pass away.
啊，有时候还没有离世就没有了。
Sometimes they will pass away even before we die.
啊，但是如果我们懂得用神给我们的来回报神的恩典。
But if we know to use what God has given us to repay God,
我们在生活中会体会到神更多的恩典。
Then in our lives we will experience even more blessing from God.
但是有的人因为漂泊，觉得生活不稳定，就抓住什么东西都拿不出来。
But some people in the midst of the wandering, they feel like it is unstable, so they grasp hold of these material things.
连十一捐也抓住，我不愿意献。
And they are not even willing to give tithe. They hold on to all of their income.
结果当我们想要抓住不愿意付出的时候，我没有从神得到恩典，我们得到的恩典也可能因为这样没有。
But when we grasp hold to these material things, then not only do we not receive more grace, the grace that we have already received may disappear.
因为当神没有祝福我们。
Because when God does not bless us.
有时候我们工作很努力，但是赚收入收获很少。
We may work very hard, but our income will be low.
但是有时候虽然收入很多，但是口袋破一个洞。
Or sometimes we have a good income, but we have like a hole in our pocket.
结果到最后你发现也没有得到什么。
We find in the end that we don't receive anything.
因为没有神的祝福。
Because there is not the blessing of God.
但是当我们懂得去付出。
But if we know how to give.
去爱神，去爱人。
To love God and love man.
神喜悦我们。
Then God will be pleased with us.
神就给我们更多。
And he will give us more.
让我们更有能力去行善。
So that we can have more ability to do good.
真的一个很奇妙的体验。
This is a very miraculous experience.
所以有的信徒他不但献十一捐，他银行里面还有另外一个账户是专门要行善用的。
Some people not only are they able to give their tithe, they have another account that is just for doing good.
为什么他们能够这样做？
Why are they able to do this?
这样的信徒都是有体验的信徒。
These members all have had experiences.
他知道，凡是付出都会得福。
They know that if they are willing to give, then they will be blessed.
所以，怎么让我们漂泊中能够领受更多恩典？
So how can we receive more blessing in the midst of our wandering?
是比受更有福。
It is to
是 more blessed.
To be more blessed.
是比受更有福。
To give is more blessed than to receive.
这是一个非常重要，我们在漂泊当中要抓住的一个原则。
And this is an important principle to grasp hold of in the midst of our wandering.
我记得有一个工人在见证。
I remember there was a worker who testified.
他刚刚信主的时候。
When he first believed in Christ.
从他住的地方开车到教会来，大概要三个多钟头。
From where he lived to the church was about 3 hours commute.
那有时候租车子，有时候用自己的车子，就载了很多的慕道者信徒到来参加联恩会。
And sometimes he would rent a car, and sometimes he would just take his own car and bring lots of friends and truth seekers to the church.
当然他付了很多钱。
Of course, he spent a lot of money.
但是很奇妙，有一年。
But miraculously, one year.
说那个警察局啊，要他找到他，要他写一个什么青年辅导的一个啊一个资料。
The police.
Department
wanted him to write something about youth.
Counseling.
Youth counseling.
写一个什么 manual 啊？他不到几天就写好了。
And he wrote this quickly in a few days.
然后给他的钱呢、啊？他算一算呢、啊，哦，就是把那个税扣掉以后，就是他这几年来载人到教会里面的所有的油钱。
He found the money that he received for this was equivalent to the amount he had spent driving people around for church.
这真的是很奇妙的体验、啊、
So this was a very miraculous experience.
哦，所以我们在这个漂泊中啊，要懂得付出，神的恩典就更丰盛，浇灌在我们身上。
So in the midst of our wandering, we need to learn how to give so that God will give us even more grace and blessing.
我们看出埃及记的第三章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter
3. 第六节。
Verse 6.
又对他说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯兰的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看见神。
And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
这里啊，神在介绍他怎么说呢？
Here, when God introduced himself, what did he say?
说我是亚伯兰的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
He said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
这句话代表什么？
What does this sentence mean?
神，他们三代人啊，神都是他们的神。
It means that God is a God of each of these three generations.
也就是说，亚伯兰有把信仰传给他的下一代。
That means that Abraham passed on his faith to his next generation, Isaac.
有时候神是我们的神。
Sometimes God is our God.
但是神不一定是我们儿子的神。
But God may not be the God of our son.
所以这个亚伯兰在漂泊当中有一件事情他做得很好。
So in the midst of the wandering, Abraham did something well.
就是他本身很有信心。
He had great faith himself.
所以罗马书在讲因信称义，第一个例子就是讲亚伯兰相信神。
And so when Romans is talking about being justified by faith, the first example is Abraham.
这就是因信称义的例子。
And this is what it means by justified by. This is an example of justified by faith.
亚伯兰信的神是叫死人复活的神，是没有变成有的神。
The God of Abraham is a God who can make something from nothing, who can resurrect the dead.
所以他本身信心很好。
So his own faith was good.
但是亚伯兰的儿子以撒也是他的神。
But God is also the God of his son Isaac.
这个就不简单了。
And now this is not easy.
所以有时候我们在教会里面哦，如果你看五代哦。
So in our faith, if we look at five generations.
信仰能够传过三代就不简单了。
It is not easy for the faith to have been passed on to three generations.
有时到第四代已经快要全部都没有了。
Usually by the fourth generation, it's already gone.
亚伯兰能传四代。
But Abraham's faith was in four generations.
所以我们家庭生活里面呢、啊，最重要最重要不是我们小孩子的教育跟世界上的成就。
So in this world, in our family. The most important thing is not the worldly success of our children.
当然那个是重要的。
Of course, that is important.
最重要是信仰。
But faith is the most important.
如果神是他的神。
If God is their God.
他的生活就会有神的恩典。
Then their lives will have the grace of God.
这是最重要的一个原则。
This is the most important principle.
要把信仰传给我们的下一代。
That we must pass on our faith to the next generation.
信仰就是我们的产业。
Our faith is our inheritance.
所以他们在分财产的时候，利未人没有分财产。
When they were dividing their inheritance amongst the Israelites, the Levites did not receive any land.
圣经说，利未人的财产就是神。
But the inheritance of the Levites was God himself.
这个是很难了解，什么叫做神，就是利未人的财产。
It is hard to understand. What does it mean by God is the inheritance of the Levites.
他们的生活神就供给了。
But God provided for their lives.
哦，所以今天我们真正的财产是什么？
So today, what is our true inheritance?
是神。
It is God.
要把这个最重要的财产传给我们下一代。
So we need to pass on this most important inheritance to our next
generation. 那亚伯兰要传信仰给他下一代，他很注重一件事情。
And when Abraham was passing his faith to the next generation, he did one thing.
就是下一代的婚姻。
He cared most about the marriage of his next generation.
所以在创世纪里面，有提到亚伯拉罕为以撒安排他的婚姻。
So in chapter 24, it describes how Abraham arranges for the marriage of his son Isaac.
好，那这个婚姻安排，以撒结婚不过不多久他就离世了。
And not long after this marriage, Abraham passed away.
所以结婚叫做离开父。
To be married is to leave one's parents.
那这个意思就是说，还没有结婚，他还是在父母的责任之下。
That means that before a person is married, he or she is under the care of his parents.
所以从信仰上来讲，还没有结婚的小孩子，他的责任还是在父母之下。
That means the responsibility for unmarried children is under the parents.
那亚伯兰很注意，就是他的下一代要跟相同信仰的人结婚。
And so Abraham really cared that his next generation will marry with one of the same faith.
那因为他有这样的信心所以神就赐福给他，就找到了利百加。
And because he had this faith, God prepared, and he was able to find Rebecca.
所以我们对我们下一代的婚姻最重要不是他条件好不好，这个世俗的东西不是最重要。
So in looking at for the spouse for our children, the most important is not whether not that person has a good material situation.
最重要是对方要有信仰。
The most important is if they have faith.
所以我们这个价值观需要调整。
So our value system needs to be adjusted.
所以在漂泊当中的第三个原则就是他把他的信仰传给他的下一代。
So the third principle in the midst of wandering is to pass our faith on to the next generation.
最后一个原则。
And the last principle.
亚伯拉罕的漂泊，他的盼望从地上变成天上。
Is that the hope of Abraham went from this earth into the heaven?
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews 11.
第九节
，verse nine，
十一章第九节
，Hebrews 11:9。
他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟应许的以撒、雅各一样。第十节
，ten，
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、神所建造的。
Nine. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. Ten. For he looked forward to the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
这里说亚伯兰到迦南地的时候
，Here it says when Abraham went to Canaan.
他的心已经不在那一块迦南地。
His heart was no longer in that land of Canaan.
他的心在一块城，这个是神所经营、神所建造的。
Instead, his heart was in a heavenly city whose builder and maker was God.
这个就是天国。
And that is the heavenly kingdom.
所以他人踏到这个迦南地哦，他的心已经在天国了。
So even though he physically was in the land of Canaan, his heart was in heaven.
那这样的改变对生活有什么影响？
What effect does this have on our lives?
我们如果看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
说他在地上就好像做客人。
It is as if he was living as a wanderer, sojourner.
然后居住帐篷。
He lived in tents.
就生活很简单。
So his life was simple.
因为他的心已经想要回天国了。
Because his heart already wanted to go to heaven.
所以生活就很简单。
So his life was very simple.
最近有一个信徒在搬家。
Recently, there is a member who is moving.
有一些信徒就一直在恭喜他。
And other members kept congratulating him.
那他就告诉那些信徒。
And he told the other members.
你为什么恭喜我？我搬的房子比以前小很多了。
He said, "You shouldn't congratulate me. The house I'm moving to is much smaller than the one I used to have."
大家都不相信了。
And no one believed him.
他从很大的房子搬到比较小的房子。
He moved from a big house to a smaller house.
但是那比较小的房子靠近教会。
But the smaller house was closer to church.
哦，他为了靠近教会，他宁愿搬小一点房子。
In order to be closer to church, he was willing to have a smaller house.
所以当一个人开始在追求信仰的时候
，When a person starts to pursue after faith,
我们的这个想法会改变。
Our thinking will change.
生活会越来越简单。
And our lives will become simpler.
啊，因为生活越来越复杂，你就没有办法在信仰上专心。
Because when our lives become more and more complex, then we cannot focus on our faith.
所以当我们的心啊集中在信仰上的时候
，So when our hearts are focused in our faith,
我们不会去羡慕别人的生活有多好，那个都不是重要。
Then we will no longer be jealous of how other people's lives are. Those things don't matter anymore.
啊，因为我们的心已经不在地上。
Because our hearts are no longer in this world.
我们的心是在天上。
Our hearts are in heaven.
哦，那这样的信仰才会进步，才会有力量。
Only this way will our faith improve. Will we have strength?
哦，所以圣经才讲主耶稣来的日子哈，要像网罗一样。
The Bible says that when the day the Lord Jesus comes, it will be like a big net.
哦，为什么？
Why?
因为人太多今生的思虑把我们网住了。
Because there are so many things in this world that will try to catch us.
所以一个人在地上呢，生活太复杂，不一定是福气的。
So when a person's life becomes so complex, it is not necessarily a blessing.
因为你从早上到晚上，整个头脑都是在讲生活。
Because from morning to night, all that we think about would be our lives.
连睡觉也是在讲生活。
Even when we sleep, we think about our life.
我没有心给神。
Then we have no heart for God.
没有时间给神。
No time for God.
哦。所以这个漂泊很重要的原则就是我们要把我们的目标从地上提到天上。
So a very important principle in our wandering is to elevate our goal from this world to the heavenly kingdom.
好像亚伯拉罕脚踏在迦南地，他的心已经到天国了。
Because when Abraham's feet reached Canaan, his heart was already in heaven.
生活就很简单。
His life became simple.
信仰就很有力量。
And his faith had a lot of power.
所以亚伯拉罕的漂泊。
So the wandering of Abraham.
哦，有四个原则。
There are four main principles.
第一个
First,
要从次好的搬到最好的。
That we need to go from the second best to the best.
第二个
Second,、
啊、要从领受进到施给哦，施给别人。
That we must go from receiving to giving.、
哦、第三个，要从我们的信仰传到我们下一代的信仰。
Third, we must pass our faith on to our next generation.
第四个
And fourth,、
哦、我们生活要简单。
Our lives must be simple.
啊，这样我们的漂泊就不会迷失了。
So that our wandering, in the midst of our wandering, will not get lost.
啊，唱诗，
Let us sing a hymn. 200.